And Robin, they are voting in Indiana.
So let us jump right in with a snapshot of the Republican race from Congressman Todd Rokita. He's also one of Indiana's 57 Republican delegates. Congressman, welcome.
Well, thanks, Robin. Good to be with you.
And let's give people outside of Indiana a little outline. You supported Marco Rubio. Of course, Marco Rubio dropped out of the race. But you haven't endorsed someone. Why not?
Well, it's not that I'm not proud of really all the candidates who are on the Republican side. I mean, you look at the diversity and the absolute number of them. But, you know, now that I'm a delegate, just and given where we are in the race and the fact that people seem so divided about the rules and maybe not understanding the rules and all that, I want to be that delegate and that former Indiana Secretary of State that makes sure the rules are followed.
Well, you know, I can imagine people saying, well, wait a second, Congressman, you were a big supporter of Marco Rubio. He and Donald Trump, well, let's just say we will not be inviting them to future dinner parties together. I mean, they did not get along at all. And so obviously you'd be anti-Trump. But then you're also running today. You're the incumbent in a primary. You've got a runoff for Indiana's 4th District seat. You're running against Kevin Grant, a longtime Donald Trump supporter. Now, the winner of your race today is going to face the Democrat in the fall. Some Republicans are worried about the down-ballot effect of a Donald Trump on the ticket in November, worried that it's going to hurt Republicans. Are you worried about the down-ballot ticket effect of a Trump supporter running against you today in the primary?
Well, and I can understand that worry generically around parts of the nation, but I think my voters in Indiana's 4th are going to come home to their congressman because he gets things done, and that's what we'll know for sure later tonight.
Yeah, but your opponent in the primaries today, again, a big Trump supporter, might be taking a look at the polls. Donald Trump is going in several points ahead of Ted Cruz. And also, we understand Indiana is a big manufacturing state, the biggest in the country. And Donald Trump has been very successful, some would say capitalizing on, some would say manipulating, fears that jobs are leaving. How do you pivot? How do you respond to that?
I think manipulation is the right word. Yes, the carrier situation is tragic.
The carrier being the air conditioning company that announced it's going to be moving jobs out, and that was caught on video, and that, in fact, launched Donald Trump's campaign to bring jobs back.
Correct. Yeah. But the misnomer is that, and you said it yourself, Indiana is the largest manufacturing state in the nation. What we've learned here in Indiana to do is to evolve to make sure that we stay competitive with the rest of the world in the 21st century so that we continue winning. It doesn't mean that we have factories around here where people go in and shoot screws all day. Mm. You know, in fact, that's the kind of jobs that do leave this state and that do leave this country. Where we have been successful at is continuing to evolve in terms of advanced manufacturing, education to that attracts those higher paying jobs in career and technical ed.
Yeah, most economists agree with you that those jobs, some of those that are leaving, are not coming back. But boy, that is a hard case to make, and it must be hard for you when you have pride in what your state is doing with manufacturing to hear somebody.
I appreciate that, Rob. That's where Hoosier common sense comes into play. And I think if you talk straight to us, like I do with my constituents in the 4th District, they respect that. You get credit for that. And I think at the end of the day, you know, who knows, you know, exactly what the number is going to be today, if Trump's the winner or not. But over time, Hoosiers are going to appreciate the person that's honest with them.
That's Todd Rokita, Republican congressman representing Indiana. He's going to be a delegate at the nominating convention, but he's also running today to hold on to his seat, running against a Republican. The winner will face off with a Democrat in the fall. Congressman, thanks for speaking with us.
Robin, always great to be with you.
Well, and let's bring in Kevin Grant for a quick response. He is the Republican financial advisor and Trump supporter, challenging Congressman Rokita. Kevin, the New York Times agrees. Indiana is humming when it comes to manufacturing. Yes, pockets of pain, but unemployment is low. So make your case that your congressman should be replaced.
I think people like Congressman Rokita have lost touch with the people. They're not listening to the average Joe, and people are upset.
And what are they upset about?
They're upset that their voices are not being heard. They're tired of the establishment. Bottom line is, you know, having served in the military 20 years, a couple combat tours, we have to make split-second decisions. And my decisions are based upon my constituents in the district.
Are you seeing them lose jobs in your district? I mean, because the congressman says they're doing things in Indiana, more efficient factories, more efficient manufacturing, that have been great for the state.
Indiana itself does a great job. I wouldn't necessarily credit Todd Rokita for it. And one of my primary focuses as a new congressman is to recruit companies from states like Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, because we have a great infrastructure here.
Well, according to Michael Hicks, who's at Ball State University, who crunches numbers, he says that, in fact, the state's going to have more job openings because of retirement than they're going to have workers graduating from high school. That, you know, again, the state's doing well. Look, you are a supporter of Donald Trump. Do I understand for a long time?
Yes. I studied Donald Trump for many, many years. And three things I like about him. He's an effective leader. He's a great negotiator. And if he tells you he's going to do something, he's going to do it.
Do you think that your support of Donald Trump is going to help you in this primary?
So it's either going to hurt me or help me. It doesn't really matter. I still support Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. It's how I look at it.
Kevin Grant, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Robin. You have a great day.